National Transportation Safety Board investigators say that positive train control would have prevented Tuesday's Amtrak train derailment in Philadelphia by keeping the train from going too fast. The train was going over 100 miles per hour as it went into a sharp curve and tumbled off the tracks. PTC, as it's called, positive train control, cost the railroads billions of dollars, but in addition to the cost, there are other barriers to implementing that complex system, as NPR's David Shaper reports, with help from WNYC's Karen Rouse.
Positive train control, or PTC, uses satellite technology such as GPS, wireless radio frequencies, and complex software to gather information about the route a train is traveling. So PTC will know when signals turn red and where speed limits drop, and it will automatically slow down or stop the train if the engineer misses a signal or goes over the speed limit. After a horrific crash in Southern California in 2008 in which a texting engineer missed a signal, Congress mandated PTC be implemented by all railroads by December of this year.
We spent $111 million getting ready for positive train control.
Amtrak CEO Joseph Boardman says PTC is in place in some parts of the Northeast Corridor, just not where this train crashed.
We need some testing done on interference with the 220 megahertz radios that we're dealing with, but we will complete this by the end of the year.
That part about radio interference, that's the last hurdle to overcome. The first was finding enough spectrum. To help us better understand this, WNYC reporter Karen Rouse went down into the subway with one of our radio experts, the station's director of engineering, Anton Mitet.
So we're seeing this train pull up right now, and people are about to board. How is this like spectrum?
It's like spectrum is each car is a band in the spectrum, and the whole train is the spectrum itself. And you can put only so many people in each car, and then it's full. You can't put any more.
So, David, part of the problem is that in urban areas in particular, a lot of people are trying to access the spectrum. It's important to cell phone coverage, to police and fire communications. Stores even use it to track merchandise as it's scanned. Carl Whitbeck, an engineer with Stantec, has expertise in positive train control, and he says part of the challenge for railroads is getting their own piece of the spectrum.
You can't just take away spectrum that is being used by other people that already have a license.
Whitbeck says the expectation was that the Federal Communications Commission would allocate sufficient spectrum for the nation's railroads to use. That hasn't happened. Instead, the railroads had to buy it on their own, as he says the bureaucracies failed to act.
You have these different federal agencies basically not really working together and with Congress.
We have been opening up spectrum.
By coincidence, FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler was on Capitol Hill just hours before the Amtrak derailment Tuesday, defending his agency's handling of positive train control spectrum issues.
For Amtrak, we've got new spectrum in the Northeast Corridor now, and we did some spectrum license transfers last week.
Wheeler says the FCC is making real serious progress on PTC, but officials say from the get-go, the FCC couldn't allocate spectrum to the railroads because Congress didn't authorize it. Wheeler also says the agency has reduced lengthy delays in approving the thousands upon thousands of trackside radio antenna towers and poles that are needed for PTC. But there are a host of other technological hurdles. So many complexities, in fact, that railroad industry consultant Charlie Banks asks this about Congress imposing that end-of-the-year deadline.
How much time did they spend thinking about whether that deadline was realistic?
It turns out that it's not. While Amtrak says it will meet the December 31st deadline in the Northeast Corridor, very few other railroads will. Some say it may take at least five more years to fully implement positive train control on the nation's rails. David Shaper, NPR News.